Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Pei Gimel, mitzvah 483. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, now we have two mitzvahs relating to Karbanos, the Isser of Giza Va'avoda B'Kadshim. The Isser of doing, today's Isser is doing work with Kadshim, doing Avoda, working the animals, Hektish, and the next mitzvah, which goes along with it, which the Minchas Chinuch talks about together, so we will as well, is the Isser of Giza, shearing Kadshim. If I have a karban, that is a sheep, and I shear the wool, so that is an Isser d'oraisa. This also could be, as the Chinuch here does, could be one of the sources in the Torah for the Isser of Me'ila, the Isser of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, do not benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. Al Timol. Doesn't say that anywhere. It says that we have to bring an asham, a carbon asham, in Parshas Vayikra for Me'ila, right? Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa, all the different ashamos quoted in different places in the Torah. So we know there's an Avera called Me'ila. We know if I violate Me'ila, I have to bring a carbon asham and add on a chomesh, besides the principal paying back. But the Isser of Me'ila is not clear anywhere in the Torah. So Chazala, different suggestions. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about it right here, because there are a number of Isurim related to Me'ila, as we mentioned in the past, and we'll come back to again, but the specific Isser that we're going to talk about today is the Isser of doing work with a carbon. If I take a carbon ola, and I take it to plow my field with, if I take any other carbon, and I use it to work for me, right? So that is, you have to see exactly how do you define avoda, but that is the Isser today, and the next Isser also of Giza going along with it. So let's see, what does the Torah say? The Torah starts off, this is the beginning of the laning for the last day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. Kala Bachar says the Pasuk by Shvi'i of Re'eh. That means we're almost towards the end of Re'eh, within the last 10 of Parshas Re'eh, many, many mitzvahs here. Says the Torah, Kala Bachar, Asher Yivaleid, every Bachar, every firstborn, which is a carbon, that you will have. Bivkarcha uvitsoncha hazakar, in the cattle and in the sheep that are male. Takdish l'Hashem alakecha, you shall be makdish to Hashem. What, how do you makdish it? You have to treat it like a carbon. Lo savod bivchar sharecha, v'lo sagos bivchar tzonecha. You're not allowed to work it, avoda, and you're not allowed to shear it. That's lo savod and lo sagos. Even though this is only by Bachar, we learn that this applies to all karbanos. It's said by Bachar specifically, but it applies to all karbanos. Just parenthetically, the Pasuk here says, every Bachar, you have to be makdish, and we've quoted this Chazal in the past. What do you mean, be makdish it? Isn't a Bachar automatically a karban? You don't have to be makdish it. So Rashi quotes Chazal here, ha-ketzad, eina makdish ala karban acher. You can't be makdish it for anything else. Makdish ata hektish ilui venosin la hektish kvitova. I'm sorry, the first part. Umakal acher omer lo yaktish is so. One pasuk says you're not allowed to be makdish a bachar, and the other one says you should be makdish it as a bachar. Ha-ketzad, eina makdish ala karban acher. Vekan lo macha mitzvah lomar hare ata kadosh la bachora. Even though it's automatic, but still there's a mitzvah for me to add my own personal element of sanctity. Just like Shabbos. Shabbos is Kfi V'Kaima. It's Shabbos even if I don't say anything. But I still make Kiddush. I still add my own element. So treating it, B'Kedusha, that is the Pasuk. That's this today's Isser, Lo Savod. And tomorrow is Lo Sago. So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shlo Navod Avoda Be'Behemos HaKadshim. There's an Isser to do Avoda for Behemos of Karbanos. V'Alzeh Ne'emar. And regarding this it says, Lo Savod B'Vchar Sharecha V'Shar Kadshim Nilmadim Ena Bechar. And all other Karbanos are learned out from Bechar. One might say, Bechar, which is such a low level, so to speak, Karban, right, it's all the way at the end of Ezeo Makoman. We know in the Siddur, we mentioned the fifth parak of Meseches Vachim every morning in Karbanos, and we go from the most Kadosh, most Chamor, to, and then we get lower and lower and lower. And all of those Kedushos are reflected by less Zrikos. So in the last Mishnah, that's where we have the three Karbanos that are somewhat looked at in a lower level. They're wonderful Karbanos. But what are the three? HaBachor, VaHaMaiser, VaPetzach. All of those are Kachim Kalim. They're Shechitas in the Azara, but they only need one Matana, Matana Achas. They only need one Zrika. Even a Shlamim, these are special forms of Shlamim, but a Shlamim means Shtayim Shein Arba. Two on opposite diagonal corners of the Mizbeach, so you get to all four sides. Shtayim Shein Arba. Which is just like Ola, which is just like Asham. Chatas needs on all four. But Bechor only needs one, as long as you put it on the Mizbeach somewhere where there is a Yesod, which is the north side, the west side, and a little bit of the east and the south side. And the Bechor is Eintar Kohanim, Bechulu, Bechulu. But the Bechor is somewhat the lowest level kadshei kalam. So one might say, if even by the bechor there's an isra of giz of avoda, so surely by all other karbanos, which are more chamor in nature, there is an isser of avoda of working the animal. Misharshi a mitzvah. What's the shorish of this mitzvah? Laharchikenu miyiskari velakachim uminegoa bohen. Right, it's to distance us from being makriv karbanos and doing more improper things, if not just working them, but violating even more. So this is, we should treat karbanos and kachim and hektish with the proper respect that it deserves. The Netziv even analyzes the pshat, even though Rashi says it's not the pshat, it's based on the drush. Rashi, the Netziv says the pshat, the drash fits into the pshat. Ulofia pshat ba kasuv lamed de gambo do bachayim ukadosh v'tanig bo mina kedusha. The emphasis of our pasuk of taktish, treat it pekedusha even while it's still alive. And that's lo savo to lo sagos. That's the emphasis on our pasuk. Even though you're not going to shecht it, it's still alive, you're still not allowed to benefit from it. Midini ha-mitzvah. Okay, let's get to some of the halachas of this mitzvah. As I mentioned earlier, and the Minchas Chinuch points this out, that the Sefer HaChinuch uses this mitzvah to talk about the Isser of Me'ilah. The Isser of getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, which Beis HaMikdash will talk about also in a little bit today and more so in the next time in terms of coming in contact with the Kotel and leaning on the Kotel. Hopefully we'll talk about some of the issues of Me'ilah. But the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Isser of Me'ilah in this context. So we're going to do that second. We're going to first try to focus on this specific Isser, the Isser of Avoda B'Kadshim, and then we'll come back afterwards to the general. So the next two paragraphs, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about Me'ilah, so we're going to skip that for a minute. Let's go down to the next paragraph. The Chol Kadshim is Be'ach. So let's talk about the Isser of Avoda B'Kadshim. Bein Kadshim Kalim, Bein Kadshim Kadshim. Asur B'Giz of Avoda. The Isser of working an animal, shearing a karban, is by all karbanos, shenamar lo sabu b'vchar shorecha, v'huadin l'shar gashim. V'hagozeh zazashara oved bo lokim in haTorah. If I shear an ox, or I work with it, I get malkus daraisa. What is called avoda? What is called avoda? So, the Minchas Chinuch notes, according to Rambam and Hilchos Parah Adumah, the parallel avodos that pasul a Parah Adumah are also the avodos that would violate here. Right there in Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch notes, the avoda sheposel sham over in b'chala kachim b'lav. The nafgamina is between them is that if I do this avoda with a paraduma, I pasel that animal. I can no longer use it as a paraduma. Avoda pasels by a paraduma. Here it doesn't pasel the carbon. The carbon is still a carbon. It's not like the isser of me'ilah. If I really violate me'ilah, so then it's yotzei lechulin. But by avoda, general, the isser of avoda of a carbon, I get an isser, but I am not. I'm not motzi at lechulin. Continuing via in that minchas chinuch for ha'ovid b'kachim avish over b'lav ain't a kachim nifsal. And as we've just said, rakabi para ve'egla arufa by para duma egla arufa that passels. But when it comes to our isser, it's just an isser, but nothing happens to the carbon. Is there a shear for avoda? How much do you have to work? How much do you have to work the animal? That's very hard to know. Very hard to know how much. What if I hook the animal up to a plow? So that already is considered avoda. So it's harder to know what the shear is by avoda, any little bit. But what about gozes, which is going to be the next issue we'll talk about, shearing, which the Minchas Chinuch here talks about together. Is there a shear? So the Chinuch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yirali, she'eino loke, she'yigzos, kedei rochava, sed kafol. The Rambam gives a shear. You only get malkas until you shear a certain area. Lo, why? Where do you get that shear from? A totally different area of halacha. Lo yehezeh chamur mishabbos. That's the Rambam's lashon. Well, gezizah, when karbanos, shouldn't be more chamur than Shabbos, and by Shabbos, the isser is, the Rambam quotes this, the isser is only by this shear. So too, by gezizah b'kachim, it should be this shear. This is the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch is not happy about this at all. The Minchas Chinuch, back in Oz Bay, says on the top, ulechol eni mevin dinzeh. What are the Rambam's talking about? That the isser of giza, the isser of shearing by karbanos, is never going to be more chamur than the isser of shearing by Shabbos? That's not true. It's not true. What about the isser of avoda? Right? What happens if I put a load on my animal in my house? So did I violate Hilcha Shabbos? No. Did I violate this Isser and the animals of carbon? Yes. So you see, this Isser is more chamor than Shabbos in some ways. So what is the Rambam talking about? Oh, regarding the shear, it can't be more chamor? Sounds like the Rambam is saying in general, oh yeah, this shouldn't be more chamor. But I'll give you an example, says the Minchas Chinuch, that it is more chamor. That's what he writes on top. V'yim derech mashal, meniach afilu masa kaved ala behema, b'rishus hayachid, in over klum. If I put a load on an animal in Rosh Chodesh Yachid, there's no Isser of Shabbos there. V'kano Isser hu avoda. V'aminiyach alech kol shu l'tzarech holokin. And it is chomer than Shabbos, number one. Number two, another reason why that I have find the Rama problematic. And there should be a distinction. V'od b'Shabbos melechaz machsheves ksiv. As we know, we've discussed many times, Shabbos has the principle learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. The Torah only asks on Shabbos thought out expert artisman's work. Alkein kol malacha amru chazal shetzricha eiz ashir v'imlav einan achsheves klal malacha. Therefore, there is a requisite shear that you require, and less than that is not called professional expert work. That's only by Shabbos you have that kula. But elsewhere, outside of Hilchos Shabbos, you don't have that standard, don't have that requirement, so maybe even less than that would be usser. So I don't understand, right? Melechaz Machsheves is usually, not always, is usually a kula for Hilchos Shabbos. Meaning even if it's called a maisa elsewhere, it's not called a maisa Hilchos Shabbos. Once in a while you have Melechaz Machsheves as a chumra, which maybe we'll talk about it more in depth. Just to give one example, that it's a chumra. It's an interesting machlokes. The Gemara talks in Masechet Shabbos, if somebody is there, if erases a ches. Let's say there's a ches written. The ches that's like in the Torah. And the ches, how is it written in the Torah? It's either two zions or above in a zion with a little roof. What if I erase that on top? I erased the little roof. I just erased. But according to some, the Gemara says, I just wrote two letters. By erasing, I wrote two letters. I had a ches there, and I have two zayins. So I erased two letters. I'm chayef for ksiva on Shabbos. Says the Rashba, well, if that's good enough for Shabbos, it must be good enough for Hilchas ksiva, sefer Torah as well. And therefore, if you have to write two zayins in the Torah, and by mistake you wrote a ches, you can just erase on top. That's good enough. That's what the Rashba says. And the Ron says, what are you talking about? For Hilchas Shabbos, it works because Lamaisa, you wanted to write two letters, you wrote two letters. Melechaz Machsheves Asra Torah. But for Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write the letters. What's called Chok Yerechos. You can't do Chok Tochos. You can't just do something around the letters and have the letter left there. So that's an example where Melechaz Machsheves is a Chumra, not a Kula. Right? In that case, you're Chayiv on Shabbos, even though it's not going to be called writing in other areas. But in general, Melechaz Machsheves is a Kula, like the Minchas Chinuch here asks. And therefore he says in the Rambam, number one, I can find you an example where it's more chomer than Shabbos. Number two, Shabbos is different. Melechaz Machsheves. And he throws up his hands, he says, Ach mi anochi, lahasiga rabbeinu hagadol, below raya brura. Okay, these are my logical problems, but you know what? The Rambam said it, so who am I? Who am I to say anything? Hashem yizbarach yichakmein yachkimeini lahavin dvarav. Hashem should help me one day, help understand the words of the Rambam. And then he says even more, v'od kashali, but he's still not finished with the problems. Madualo chilek harabim gabi disha. We know, by disha, threshing, that's one of the malachas that I could use my carbon for. The Gemara, right, on Shabbos, you're only chayiv if you thresh a certain shear, a grogaris. Why doesn't he write that by avoda, by karbanos? So again, he just leaves the Rambam tzarech ian. He does not know why the Rambam limits it in that way. Continuing, though, the Minchas Chinuch, another comment. Os Gimel, Hine Nirali, Thibis Shabbos, Im Gozes Hashir. If somebody shears on Shabbos, even from many different animals, whatever, we know what you need, one has to shear the requisite amount on Shabbos, and it could come from many different sources. Even if I shear many different animals, I could still, it's mitzvah if it combines for the Melachas Shabbos. But, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, I don't have a raya for this, but I think for the Isser of Avoda Bekachim or Giza Bekachim, it has to be from the same animal. It's not mitztarif. To b'Shabbos im gozes ashir afilu mikama behemos bevade chayev to malacha agavra rami im asa malacha chashuva chayev. If it focuses on the person. So if the person, sure, if the person, right, sheared the amount, even on six different animals, a little bit here, a little bit there, it's still going to be chayev d'araisa. But here, the ikir is on the karban. So then in the karban, not in the gavra. And therefore, if I do a little bit on 10 different animals, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, that will not combine for the shear in Hilchas Isser Avoda or Giza Bekachim. Kei Nirali Misvara V'achil Kalahavin. I think this logically, I don't have a raya for this, but I think this is true. Umeharbe Mehemos Im Ein Bekalachas Kashir V'avigozis Klau Kei Nirali Baru. That's what I think would be the case here. Okay, so this is a couple of suggestions of the Minchas Chinuch relating to the issue of the shear for the Malacha. This whole issue, though, of course, relates to something that we've touched on many times in the past, and that's the sugya of chatzis shir. The sugya of chatzis shir, the Gemara, at the beginning of the last paragraph of Maseches Yuma, discusses whether chatzis shir is aser min haTorah or mutar min haTorah. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzis shir is aser da'oraisa, even if I only eat half a kazayas of treif. If I only eat a half a kazayas of any ma'achalos asuros, I'm still going to get an iser da'oraisa. I'm not going to get a punishment unless I eat the whole shir. Learned out either from a pasuk, kol chelev, even chatzis shir, or a svara chazi lid starufe. After all, it can combine together, and therefore it's going to be usur da'oraisa, even though without an onish. There is a chacham svi. The chacham svi in Simen Pei Vav says that I think the whole issue of chatzis shir only applies to ma'achalos asuros. Only applies to foods. Other isurim in the Torah, there's no kazav of chatzis shir. It's all shir or no shir, or it's mutter. Because, says the Chacham Tzvi, by eating, you did something that shows that even though this is only a half a shir, you were machshivit. You gave it significance by eating half of it. If it was meaningless, so then you wouldn't even eat it at all. The fact that you ate half of it means it's significant to you, and that's why the principle of achshavei, you gave it significance, and that's why it could be asad araisa. But other areas of halacha, for example, by your Rabbi Yimatzei, I have half a kezayis of chametz in my house. I'm going to be chay for that. I didn't do anything to show that that's significant. Right, you have to actively show that it's significant to you to give chatzis shir chashivas. But by other malachos, by other areas of halacha, says the Chacham Tzvi, it would not apply. And the Achronim point out after the Chacham Tzvi that it seems to be against a number of sources. Number one, Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalad seems to say beferish that chatzis shir applies to Melecha Shabbos. Borer and Bishol, so those are in Machalos Asuros. So that also, how could the Chacham Tzvi say it only applies to Machalos Asuros? Right, there it applies to even to half. Even though one might say, look at the Svara. Maybe he's saying it applies to everything besides Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh. We did nothing. Here you separated half. You did cook half. So his Svara of Achshaveh could still apply. So maybe that's what the Chacham Tzvi means. That's a way that you could answer up the questions on the Chacham Tzvi. Or the other question they quote, the Magen Mishnah, at the beginning of the book is Geneva. I think it's Geneva, not Gazela, one of the two. The Magen Mishnah quotes that if you steal a kol shehu, it's still chayiv. Why? And he still quotes chatzis shir asur min haTorah. So again, also stealing. If I stole a chatzis shir, I'm being machshiv that amount. What the Chacham Tzvi mean? Averos where it's totally passive, and you didn't show with your actions that you were machshiv this little shir. That's where we won't say chatzis shir asur min haTorah. Like by Baal Yerah by Yimatzei. Right, but wherever you do an action, maybe those will be like ma'achalos asuros. It could be. Either way, that's an important discussion of the Chacham Tzvi. The Menachas Chena quotes the Chacham Tzvi. He says it relates to this discussion, Chacham Tzvi and Mashi Sigwa Lavachu. Okay, let's continue. Let's go back to the Sefer HaChinuch. More halachos about the Isser of working the animal, today's Isser, and the next one of shearing. Safi Kachim. What if you have an animal that you're not sure if it's a carbon or not? Kigon behemashi savik bachar v'chayosebo. There are cases, savik bachar, you're not sure if this animal came out first or not, you had a male and a female that came out together, you're not sure, or there was a mix-up, hare elu asun v'gizab avoda. It's a savik daraisa l'chumra. You're not allowed to work this animal. You're not allowed to shear the animal. V'hagozes o ha'ovid behemed aloka, but you're not going to get malchus. Not going to get malchus for that. Even though the din is savik daraisa l'chumra, but what does that mean, Savai Daraisa L'chobra? That doesn't mean that Vadai, this is the Isser Daraisa. That's just what we call a Nihug. It's not a Birur. I don't know for sure that it's the carbon. I have to be Machmir. Al-Fagavra, I have to be Machmir. So I shouldn't do it. But if I did it, I am not going to get Malkus for that act. So that's if it's a Safik. Weiter. Behemas Hektish and Afobo Mumen Iftes. This is an important halacha. A Behema, a carbon, that got a Mum. And it was redeemed. So for all intents and purposes, the Kedusha has left it, but still we say, Eina Mutaris Begiza Avoda. So this is a Chiddush, but it's Psul, it's called Psul HaMakdashim. Right, you have a carbon that got a Mum, and you redeemed it. It's still, you don't have to shechel in the base of Mekdash, you can eat it at home. Right, there's it's a Heter, it's a Mutar, it's Chulin. But, no, there's still an Isser of Giza Avoda. There's still an Isser of shearing it and working it. Vari ibi sura ashati shachet. Until it's shechted, it's still aser. So it's a big lumdish question in the Achronim. Why is this? Everybody agrees to this halacha. A karban that got a mum, that you redeemed, the kedusha was transferred to the money, and now the kedusha leaves the animal. Why is there still an Isser of Giza Avoda? Is it because it's Gzeres HaKasev? It's chulin totally. It's totally chulin. Gzeres HaKasev. There's still an Isser because it used to be a kachim. Or do we say no? The Chiddush is that regarding the Isser of Gizav Avoda, it's still a carbon. The remnants of Kedusha can never leave totally. And therefore, this is still a karban regarding these halachas. If you want to look in the Reishis Bikurim, one of the achronim that we mentioned a lot in the daf, on Maseches Bechoros, on Daf Yud Dalet Mabez, Tesvav Mabez, he talks about these two suggestions. Do you say, Sha'av Sha'asr Begiz Vavoda, O Afilu B'Sharanos, Chutz Mizvich Al-Achila, Mikol Makam, Kedusha Ein Bohem, Vada Pidyon Mafkia HaKedusha, Rak Isser Nishar Migzeres HaKosef, Avalo Kedusha, it's not Kadosh. What do we say? No. What do we say? No. It is Kadosh Legabe, right? The Olam Nishra Boksas Kedusha. Akiva Shah Kedusha Kalusha is weaker. That's why you're allowed to shecht it wherever it is. Similar to the concept, he quotes of Not Bar Not, right? A two taste transfers in Hilchas Kashrus. But either way, that is a Mefurish Halacha, important Halacha that one has to mention. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch, look down for a little bit, fascinating halacha, look towards the bottom. He says, what happens if I'm Makdish an Ubar? I have an animal at home, a cow that's pregnant. I want the cow to be mine. I'm not interested in giving the cow to the Beis HaMikdash. But I give the Ubar. I Makdish the fetus. The animal's pregnant. I Makdish the fetus to the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is Midrabanan. I'm not allowed to work the animal. You're shearing the animal, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to work the animal. Why? Because that can negatively affect the baby. Shearing it doesn't affect it. But avoda, that can avoda macheshes is a ubar, and therefore there is a gzera. And the chiddush also talks about, what if your makdish one aver of the animal? Maybe it depends which type of aver, which limb. Is it a limb that the animal needs to live? Does it need to live? Either way, these and other issues, but Hashem, we'll continue with next time as we get into the isser of giza bikachim. Okay, we'll stop here.